More analysis now on the election. Jacinda Ardern may be known for keeping the nation up to date with Facebook lives from her lounge, but she was not the most active politician on social media during the election campaign. That title can be claimed by John Tamahiri of the Māori Party, who posted on Facebook 188 times compared with Ms. Ardern's 88 posts. Research by Victoria University of Wellington analysed campaign topics, the dominant political actors and their campaigning strategies on social media during the final 4 weeks of the campaign. The study was co-led by Dr. Mona Krull, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So John Tamahiri, well, I guess he could argue that it worked because the Māori Party is on the cusp of making it back into Parliament.
Yes, so of course it is mere speculation that it was their social media campaign. For that, we would actually need survey data that we would have to link to the social media data, which we can do later when we have the data from the New Zealand election study too, so we can actually check for that. But I would say at least it did not damage them, it did not hurt them, so they were very active, and they mostly owned it to John Tamahiri that they came in second, where we would probably would have expected to find the National Party, but they only came in third. So they were really active and showed that for a small party, you can actually make up for the deep pockets of the bigger parties when you post a lot.
What sort of reach were his posts getting, though?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, of course, has a small audience. So it's 20K. If you compare that to Jacinda Ardern, she has an audience of 1.8 million. So even if she had only 88 posts compared to 188 that he posted, he reaches a smaller audience, of course.
And the type of posts I'm interested in as well. So did you see Jacinda Ardern doing, say, high production value videos posts, or were they literally just her holding a phone? And what was John Tamahiri doing?
So, in particular, Jacinda Ardern invested a lot in her posts. So, if you want, so the strategy was really quality before quantity. And so she has a lot of these kind of live posts where she actually answers questions of her followers, which is very seldom for incumbents to take the time. And so I think she well-crafted her posts. So he overall was also very mobilizing. So we actually see that for the Māori Party at all, that they have understood that advanced voting plays a role. So together with Labour, they have really been mobilizing at the point when advanced voting started and also kept that up over the period when voting was open. And so that was a lot of mobilization that the Māori Party did. And they, of course, also stayed very positive in their political communication and had no half-truths and no fake news overall. So also, I would say, high-quality campaign, though probably Jacinda Ardern and also the Labour Party. Of course, the Labour Party has a big team behind the social media. Jacinda does it herself. But they, of course, can invest more in high quality.
Yeah, I'm interested in that because it does seem to be an interesting area. I think it was Andrea Vance in an article at the weekend was writing about Jacinda Ardern in a post that was sort of a folksy post with Kieran McInulty in his ute, and that there were it came across as being very informal and folksy, but there were a number of cameras obviously filming it in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is part of a strategy, I think, that she sometimes tries to come across as very casual. It gives people a glimpse of her private life. That actually is something I think that resonates in particular with the Kiwis, as they don't like their politicians to be arrogant and being in elite and better than anyone else. They like them to be approachable. And so this is a strategy that works very well here and that she has kind of cultivated. It's also something that she celebrated for around the world as being a little different than other leaders, as being approachable and someone that you can actually reach out to, and that she's kind of celebrating in her social media communication as well, very consequently. So this kind of in the car informal situation or at home, I think it is not coincidence that she's wearing a sweater at home and not a costume and is not dressed up.
Dr. Mona Krull, we have to leave it there, but thank you again for your fascinating insights from the election.